السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صدق الله العظيم. قد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, our mothers and sisters who are present and those who are listening over streaming, once again, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity on the night, on the Mubarak night of Jumu'ah, in this auspicious month of Dhul-Qa'dah, to gather here tonight for a majlis of dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we speak about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then once again we repeat that it is not only confined to this sort of majlis or this sort of a gathering or just the recitation of some form of dhikrullah, but rather it transcends to everything that incorporates what we term as the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is extremely important to bear in mind, that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we say the dhikr of Allah, it means that a person makes an effort to continuously be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person can be attending a majlis of dhikr, he or she can be attending a majlis of dhikr. However, if we take the balance of the day and the activities of the balance of the day, then we find that majority of the day is being used or is being occupied in activities which would invite the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, this conscious awareness that Allah ta'ala is watching us, and that every action we should make an effort, that every action should be in accordance to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the real dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is really remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, if a person can get that kind of a, what we term as a kayfiyat, a condition, that he or she always makes an effort to be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if the person shifts away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person will feel uneasy, the person will feel guilty, the person will feel bad. As we had mentioned in one of the majalis, possibly one of the nights here as well, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when your good deeds gives you a sense of fulfillment, it makes you feel good, وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ, and your sins make you feel bad, makes you feel guilty, فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنْ, now you are a believer, this is a sign that your iman is intact, your iman is sound, the person has got good sense. If you prick him, he jumps, and we say this person is okay, this person is alive. But if the person doesn't move when you prick him, then we'll say this person is unconscious, is something not right, is not in his right mind. Our spiritual self also has got a consciousness, and as a person, you know, life, as we say, life comes into the spirituality. So then when a person engages in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, he or she feels some uneasiness. You feel disturbed. Hazrat Mu'inus Sahib Rahmatullah used to give the example of a light. He used to say that when the light is switched on, then immediately we can perceive the light around. We can see everything around us. And if somebody has to switch off the light, we immediately realize, hey, it's dark now, switch on the light. He says, in the same way, when the person will purify the heart, he will make an effort, he or she will make an effort to purify the heart, then eventually what will happen? that when the person does good deeds, there will be some light that will enter the person's heart, spiritual light. And the person will perceive that, he'll feel that, I feel now I have direction in my life. I know what is happening. And then when the person commits a sin, automatically it's as if the light has been switched off. The person feels uneasy. The first person feels a sense of uneasiness, a sense of guilt sets in the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that kayfiyat. One person came the other day to see us. And so he mentioned some certain habits that they had. And then the question I asked, that tell me something, that during the month of Ramadan, how was this habit? So he said, well, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, I didn't engage in it at all. So I said, this is a sign that what needs to happen in your life is that you need to intensify the taqwa. You need to increase the taqwa levels. In the month of Ramadan, we find that our taqwa levels is at its highest, at its optimum. And we are conscious, we are focusing, we are getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are getting closer to the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now suddenly a person was able to control himself, control herself. Allah ta'ala is proving us during the month of Ramadan that it is well within our capacity to stay away from sin. Sometimes the person says, Morana or Sheikh, I can't give up the sin. I can't give up. Or the youngster says, I can't control my gaze. It's very hard. It's hard to control your gaze. So yes, it may be challenging. However, remember that you have it within your capacity to control the gaze. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a just Allah. Allah ta'ala does not commit any zulm on his servants. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدٍ, that Allah ta'ala does not oppress the servant in the least manner, not even the slightest form of oppression. So if we say that the commands of Allah ta'ala are beyond our capacity, then na'udhu billahi min dhalik, it means effectively that Allah has placed a burden beyond our capacity. It's like the father telling his 3-year-old child, there's a bag of cement, carry it, pick it up. So now we'll say that this father is being unreasonable. How can a child be expected to carry a bag of cement? It's not within the capacity of that child. But now if the father gives the 12-year-old or 15-year-old one small box to carry, and a 5 kg box or 2.5 or 3 kg box, and tells him to carry it. And now the son says it's hard to carry. It's very hard. So now we'll say that the son, it may be challenging, but he doesn't seem to have the himmat. He's a bit lazy. He needs to push himself a little. He can do it. It is within his capacity. In the same way, staying away from sins may be challenging for a person, but it is within our capacity to stay away from those sins. And if a person brings that noor into the heart, then eventually what will happen? The person will feel uncomfortable disobeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's one beautiful hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. narrated in Tirmizi Sharif, in which Nabi Kareem s.a.w. made one dua, Allahumma arhamni bitarkil ma'asi wa la tushqini bima'asiyatik. It's a short dua. But what a beautiful dua to make. We should try and learn it. Allahumma arhamni bitarki al-ma'asi wa la tushqini bima'asiyatik. So we all know Allahumma in Arabic means, oh Allah, irhamni. So from the word rahma, oh Allah, have rahma upon me. Have mercy upon me. In English we translate it as mercy. English does not do justice to the Arabic language. But nevertheless, what we loosely translate as mercy, oh Allah, have mercy upon me, irhamni. How? Bitarkil ma'asi, that you grant me the ability to give up sins, to give up sins. Ulama'i kiram explain, muhaddithin explain, that the ability to give up sins is a sign that a person has, or the rahmah of Allah is focused on an individual. A sign that the rahmah of Allah is focused on an individual is the fact that he or she is able to stay away from sins. So therefore, when a person is staying away from sins, this is a sign that Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is focused on the individual. And if he or she is committing sins, then this is a sign that the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala has shifted away from an individual. Simple example, like an umbrella. If a person is not getting wet when it's raining, that's a sign that the umbrella is on top of it. But now if they're getting wet, it means there's something wrong. there's a hole somewhere, or the umbrella is not functioning properly, or it perhaps it's blown away. So if we find that we are committing some sin, and it's, one is the accidental sin, but if the person continuously commits a sin, and he can't seem to give it up, this is a sign that the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala has shifted away from an individual. He or she has to look into his life or her life, that there must be some amal or action that I did which initially invited the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person should immediately now compensate for that. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah and istighfar. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, is there some action that I did? Is there some right of an individual that I may have usurped because of which Allah's rahmah has been turned away from me? The famous scholar, Hakim, known as Hakim al-Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion, he was known to be a very principled person. They say usuli person. So very principled person. He had his Maulana Sahab, come sit in, mashallah, Ubaidullah Sahab from Imam of Damit, come in front of him. Maaf, I didn't see him. So Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was a very, very principled person. And he had a specific time when he would do his writing of his kitabs, and mashallah, in his life that he had, it is recorded from the kitabs that they have found that close to 1,500 kitabs he had written. And some of these kitabs are volumes. So Allah Ta'ala gave him such barakat in his short life. The famous scholar Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah, in his kitab Qimatu Zaman Inda Al-Ulama, the value of time, how the ulama valued that time. Today it's a separate topic, but since it's come up, Allah Ta'ala make us say something that will be beneficial to us. That the ulama-i-kiram, the awliya-ullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like how the wealthy people, they need to make as much money as possible. As much money as possible. We had one person who had loaned the madrasa a sum of money, and that money was not yet being used. So we contacted him to say, look, alhamdulillah, there's no need for this money. When we need it, we can keep it here, or if you want to, you can take it back. And when we need it, he said, no, you rather bring it back because I can turn this money and I can make more money. I can make more and more money with this money. So the wealthy people, they find every opportunity to make as much money as possible because money is very important to them. They see the value of that money. And money just sitting there, it means it's going. Why must the money just sit under the mattresses? So the money needs to be turning continuously. Those who know. So why must the money be turning? The money needs to turn, and we need to make as much money as possible. In the same way, the ulama-i kiram, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they value time like how the rich and the wealthy value money. That every second that I have, I need to be doing something with this time. I need to be maximizing, you know, I need to be taking this time and turning it and doing something, maximizing this time. On one occasion, our late Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah, it was a Sunday, and he was very, very tired towards the end of the day. And then he turned around and he said that, alhamdulillah, I'm exhausted. But today alone, we dealt with close to 50 cases. Either it was the Sunday or that weekend. But on the Sunday, he mentioned it to us. And as it was a heart patient, but he had that zeal and enthusiasm that how he can help as many people as possible. At one time the doctor said that, Maulana, you have to worry about your health, and you know, there's the possibility that, you know, if you don't look after your health, it's going to deteriorate. So therefore, at least, you know, at night or when you're resting, take the phone off the cord. So he said that, I can't do this. And then he gave an incident. He said that on one occasion, there was a person who called him. And it was the early part of the morning, just after Fajr. And he was having an altercation with his father. And then eventually he mentioned that, Maulana, I've decided that I'm going to kill my father. So Hazrat, you know, tried to speak to him out, you know, talk to him and, you know, try and calm him down. And then eventually he said, but Maulana, it's too late. So Hazrat asked him, why? Why is it too late? He said, no, I already laced my father's lunch with poison and he's already gone to work now, it's too late. So Hazrat said that quickly we had to do some intervention and intercept the father, and alhamdulillah we managed to get that food out from there. So he said, imagine if my phone was off the hook. The person would have lost his life. So, and some people used to trouble Hazrat also. One person, 2 o'clock in the morning, he phoned, he said, Hazrat, there's a lot of excitement in my home. Lot of excitement. That the wife just gave birth. Lot of excitement. So Hazrat responded, he said, brother, this time, this part of the morning, there may be excitement in your house, but I can tell you one thing, there's no excitement in my home, this part of the morning. After that, he kept on insisting, Maulana, you must give a name, you must give a name. So Maulana gave one name, he said, no, another name. Maulana gave another name, carried on. He said, Maulana, I want something unique. The name must be unique. So Maulana said, the unique name I can think of is Alu Piaj. Keep that name. So the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they valued every second of their lives. Every second was extremely valuable. And because of that, Allah ta'ala gave them such barakat and blessings in the limited time that they had, that in a short lifespan of 60 years, what they achieved, a person in 5 or 6 lives will not be able to achieve. Ask a person in his lifespan how many kitabs he's written. If we ask ourselves, how many kitabs did we write? Even if it's in the field of food or whatever it may be, how many kitabs we wrote? Here, Hazrat wrote over 1,000 kitabs in about 60 years. And obviously, so Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda rahmatullah in his kitab, he says if we have to divide it by his age, then it's unimaginable. It means that the person, from the time he became of age, already every day he was writing a specified amount of pages, which is, you cannot even understand how it is achieved. So this was the barakat and the blessing that Allah Ta'ala gave them in the time that they had. So Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi, coming back to that incident, he says that he had a specific time after, it was after the Asr Salah, where he would write his kitabs. So on one occasion, his wife, she had to go visit her family, her mother, and it was her habit that every day after Asr, or after a certain time, perhaps before Asr, she would go and she would feed the chickens that were in their yard that they had. So she reminded Hazrat that make sure you feed them. Hazrat forgot, it was not his normal routine. And then he sat down and now he's trying to write and nothing's happening. There's no, you know, ideas or topics or coming to the mind. There's no mazmoon coming to the mind. And now he thought to himself that, what is it, Ya Allah? Is there some sin that I have committed? Is there something that I have done because of which, you know, the mazmoon is not coming to, the material is not coming to the mind? And then suddenly he realized, Allah Ta'ala put it in the heart. So immediately he went and he fed these animals. And as soon as he sat down again, alhamdulillah, he began writing. So the lesson that he derived, and he mentioned from there, that imagine a person just did not fulfill the right of an animal, and because of that he was deprived of some mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about us? Sometimes we violate the rights of our wives, the wives violate the rights of the husband, the parents violate the rights of the children. One person sent an email that, Maulana, we're enjoying the programs, we're listening, we're streaming. Maulana, can you please address the topic of corporal punishment with the children, that we shouldn't be beating the children up when it comes to the Quran, the old school of thought, etc. So by doing these things, obviously, a person is also, that the children also have rights upon us. Our children have rights. They enjoy certain rights upon us. And therefore, in bringing up our children, there should be kindness, there should be love. We should keep love dominant in bringing up our children. But at the same time, sometimes a person, you know, he looks down upon the next person because of a specific action. That indeed, a person may be harsh to the children, but we should always, you know, look at the other aspects. That every person has got a weakness. Perhaps this person's weakness is exposed. But I know my weaknesses and many weaknesses that I have, that only is between myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah ta'ala had to expose my weaknesses, then I don't know what my condition would have been. So definitely we cannot condone that kind of corporal punishment, perhaps in one specific majlis that can be discussed, inshallah. But nevertheless, the rights of every individual, the rights of our children, the rights of our wives, the rights of our parents, the rights of the neighbors, these are all aspects that if we fulfill them, then the rahmah and the mercy, it will invite the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, if we violate these rights, then unfortunately we will expose ourselves and we will deprive ourselves from the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala, and then it becomes very difficult for us to obey the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another beautiful lesson that we learn from this, we don't have much time to, this is not completely, you know, a majlis bayan, whatever Allah Ta'ala puts in the mind. But one beautiful lesson that we learn from this is also part of our islah, is that when we do some good deed, and sometimes shaitan will whisper into the mind, shaitan will whisper into the heart that mashallah, you know, you are a very pious person, you know. Look at your other friends, what they are doing. Look at these people, what they are doing. Look at that person, what sin he is committing. So when we do any good deed, then we should remind ourselves that had it not been for the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala being focused on me, upon me, I would not have been able to obey the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this same theme we learn from the Anbiya, so Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was praised for and absolved from those allegations that were laid against him, and he was praised for his piety and for his taqwa. So his statement was, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That the nature of the nafs, of our egos, is such that it goes towards the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, except that nafs upon whom is the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala. So if we have the rahmah of Allah focused upon us, then inshallah it becomes easy to stay away from sins. In fact, not only will it become easy, the person will even enjoy it. He will enjoy doing good deeds. Talking about enjoyment, Hazrat Shaqim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says, I was sitting with my Sheikh, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, and they lived in a jungle far away from civilization. In fact, the water too was kilometers away. Something like 20 kilometers away the water was. Hazrat Wala used to go and by bicycle collect the water, come back. And in the winter months, he used to sit with that water around his chest every night, so that in the morning, when his sheikh would wake up, the water would be warm, the water would be comfortable for him. And he would sit in the khanka. He said that sometimes the people would come in the khanka and stay over. And by the time he finished making khidmat for Hazrat, when he comes down, somebody has taken his bedding. There will be bedding there. So somebody has taken his bedding. So the entire night he would sit against the wall and he would try and get some rest against the wall. And then he would recite couplets of poetry that, Ya Allah, no one knows what I am going through for your pleasure and for your ishq. You are the witness of what I am going through in your name and in your mahabba and in your love. And for 17 years like this, he made khidmah, coming from an extremely wealthy family. So much of wealth they had that they had approximately 5 people to see to Hazrat in different ways, 5 khadims for each person. Such large orchards they had and so much of wealth. All of that was sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So he says, on one occasion we were sitting with Hazrat and we were eating dal, simple food. Our dal here is still nice. Their dal is very simple. They were eating dal. So he said, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar, mujhe is dal ke andar biryani ka maza aa raha ho. He says, Hakim Akhtar, I am getting the enjoyment of biryani in this dal. So he said, Hazrat, how is that possible? He said, because I'm thinking to myself that my Allah is feeding me. My Allah is feeding me. The behind this hand is the qudrat, is the hukam, the command of Allah Ta'ala. He's feeding me. And the person who's an ashik, those youths, even the person who's newly wed couple, this is honeymoon. So anyway, the person now, if the wife has to put something into the mouth, or if the husband has to put something into the wife's mouth, or the illicit love relationships that we have today, then the person doesn't even know what was put in the mouth. He doesn't even know what was put in the mouth. It's just that action that my beloved has done this for me. Those people who become the ashiks of Allah Ta'ala, then they look at things very differently. So Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah used to comment on this. He used to say that our condition is this, that due to our sins, our excessive sins, we don't even get the enjoyment of dal in our biryani. We don't even get the enjoyment of dal in our biryani because of our sins, our disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. The point is this, that when we will come closer to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, then even those things which seem mundane and which may seem very simple, Allah will put a fulfillment in it which we cannot understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this fulfillment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to bring ourselves in the shade of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala keep us far, far away from his anger and from any form of wretchedness and being unfortunate in any way. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allahu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving most loving most caring most merciful Allah Ya Allah we have gathered here tonight Ya Allah in your name Ya Allah Oh Allah the very fact Ya Allah that you have granted us the tawfiq to gather Ya Allah for your sake is a sign Ya Allah that you want to forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are soaked in sins, Ya Allah. Our heart is full of evil desires and inclinations, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but Ya Allah, you have attached these begging bowls to our hands, to our bodies, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you love, Ya Allah, the tears of the sinners, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, that we have heard, Ya Allah, in the ahadith, Ya Allah, and in the tafaseer, that the aneenul muznimeen, ahabbu ilayya min zajalil musabbiheen, that the crying and the tears of the sinners are more beloved to me than those who make tasbih and make my dhikr. Ya Allah, we are sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. Allah, you have brought us from non-existence into existence, Ya Allah. You have blessed us with, Ya Allah, the great treasure and ni'mah of Iman, Ya Allah. The asset of Iman, Ya Allah. Then, Ya Allah, you have created us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but we have not, Ya Allah, appreciated any of these bounties, Ya Allah. We have used all these bounties, Ya Allah, within our own bodies, Ya Allah. Our sight, our hearing, Ya Allah. Our hands and our feet, our heart and mind, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, these valuable faculties, Ya Allah, we have used it to violate your very commands, Ya Allah. But, oh Allah, we are not justifying our sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly, Ya Allah. In the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you saw everything, Ya Allah. You heard everything, Ya Allah. Nothing was hidden from you, Ya Allah. But, oh Allah, you did not seize us, Ya Allah. You are such a Halim, Allah.
You are such a Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, it is not difficult for you to forgive the sinners who raise their hands before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah. If our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, just one, Ya Allah, drop from your ocean of forgiveness, Ya Allah, is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive our spouses, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Our family members, Ya Allah. Our community, Ya Allah. Our fellow mu'mineen, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us of those, Ya Allah, who come under your focus, Ya Allah, and your shade of rahmah, Ya Allah. Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi. Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi. ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. Allah, have mercy upon us, Ya Allah, by granting us the tawfiq to stay away from your disobedience, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not make us wretched, Ya Allah, by, Ya Allah, violating your commands and disobeying you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are such a kind Allah. Why should we disobey your commands, Ya Allah? Fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your ma'rifah, Ya Allah. Make us like those fish that swim deep down in your ocean of mahabbah and ma'rifah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Oh Allah, we are so concerned about our physical health, Ya Allah. If a person is physically ill, we become so concerned, Ya Allah. If a person has some heart complication, Ya Allah, he becomes or she becomes so concerned, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we have neglected our spiritual health, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are spiritually ill, Ya Allah. We are physically sick and spiritually ill, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, cure us of all our maladies and all our sicknesses, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. You grant us cure, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, give us ame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma, Ya Allah. Give us clean, purified hearts, Ya Allah. Remove the malice, Ya Allah. The excessive greed, Ya Allah. The pride, Ya Allah, from our hearts, Ya Allah. The malice from our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya muqallib القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء الصراط. Oh Allah, guide us all, Ya Allah. Keep us on sirat mustaqim, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, keep us firm on iman, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day, Ya Allah. عمر ہو رہی ہے مثل برف کم چپکے چپکے رفتہ رفتہ دم مدم. Oh Allah, we are walking towards our graves, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. Oh Allah, cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, لیکن اگر مقدر نہیں ہے تو جہاں بھی ہو برکت والی موت نصیب فرما. Wherever it may be, Ya Allah, give us a death of barakat, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us a means of hidayat for others, Ya Allah. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضال ولا مضلين. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we cannot afford, Ya Allah, to have violated the rights of any individual. For indeed, on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, that person who we may have oppressed or violated, Ya Allah, they will come and take from our good deeds, Ya Allah. Allah, protect us from such a condition, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, the noble and beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us with beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Allahumma zidna ilma. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, grant us knowledge which is beneficial, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept us all for the khidmat of your Mubarak deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are living in trying times, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from the fitnas of the time, Ya Allah. Protect our children, Ya Allah. Protect our progenies till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in this country, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have heard, Ya Allah, that tomorrow there may be a complete shutdown, Ya Allah. Allah. And there is so much of fear, Ya Allah. Allah, we know that it is because of our sins, Ya Allah, that these conditions are coming down, Ya Allah. And we should consider it that it is our sins, Ya Allah. Therefore, we beseech you and we beg you, Ya Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, change the conditions in this country, Ya Allah, from instability to stability, Ya Allah. From insecurity to security, Ya Allah. From corruption, Ya Allah, to loyalty, Ya Allah, and to honesty, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us all with the quality of honesty, Ya Allah. Protect us from khiyanat, Ya Allah, and disloyalty in any way whatsoever, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you, if you are ours, then everything will be ours. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera, be ho jao uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything will be ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, take us all to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Take us all to Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Those, Ya Allah, who are planning to go for Hajj, Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Allah, you make the Hajj maqbool and mabroor, Ya Allah. Those who have not gone for Hajj, Ya Allah, you take them for Hajj, Ya Allah. And for those of us who are not going for Hajj, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to implement within our lives the valuable lessons of Hajj, Ya Allah, the valuable lessons of Qurbani, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the total submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make us your true bandas, Ya Allah. Make us your true servants, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, you are well aware all the good desires, the aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all the good desires and aspirations, Ya Allah. Whatever challenge, Ya Allah, weakness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, ill health and sickness they are going through. Oh Allah, you know very well, Ya Allah. You alleviate it, you remove it, you grant shifa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, you provide for them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those, Ya Allah, who are writing the examinations, Ya Allah, where pupils are writing, Ya Allah, make it easy for them and bid them pass with flying colors, Ya Allah. Those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious, compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Jitne bhi deeni kaam ho raha hai, sabko qubool farma, all the works of deen, accept it, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of, Ya Allah, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa aslih dhata baynina wa akhrijna min al-zulumati ila al-nur wa jannibna al-fawahish ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us. Do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.